Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is sinking sand.
My dear listener, welcome you to Moment of Truth, a time we hear the truth that is in God's word. Jesus said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I therefore encourage you to pay attention as I share the word of God with you today. I am Brother Chris, and I'm glad you tuned in. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness and for giving us this opportunity to hear your word. Lord, I pray that your word will find its way into the hearts of everyone listening to this broadcast. And let that word change their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. In today's broadcast, we shall be considering the topic titled, How to Know If You Love God. How to Know If You Love God. If you were to ask 100 persons today if they love God, I am sure that 99 of them will say yes. They will say yes because people always claim to love God. It will be very difficult to find someone who will accept that he or she does not love God. The issue is not to say that you love God, but to show that indeed you love God. So we shall be looking into the Holy Scriptures to see what it says about how to know when someone loves God. But first, why is it even important for someone to love God? And why is it important for someone to know whether he or she loves God? Well, the first reason is that it is a command from God. God commands us to love him. And it is not just a command, but the greatest of all commandments that God gave to every human being in this world. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 to 38, a lawyer asked Jesus a question, saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus answered him, saying, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." The above Bible passage shows us that God has placed a divine responsibility on everyone he created, and that responsibility is to love him. It also shows us that it is not a question of choice, but a command. It therefore implies that we must of necessity love God. And not just to love him casually, but with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. And if it is so important that we love God, then my dear listener, it is also important for you and I to understand how to know if we truly love God. And as such, we can use that to examine ourselves whether we are obedient to that commandment. So how do you know if someone loves God? Jesus revealed that to us in the Gospel of John chapter 14, verses 15 and 21. John 14, 15 and 21. And he says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." This Bible passage also outlines God's standard for testing whether someone loves him or not. Here, Jesus clearly stated that if you say you love him, then keep his commandments. He didn't say if you love him, then shout hallelujah. No, he didn't say if you love him, then sow a seed or bring money to the church. No, rather Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In other words, Jesus is saying, if you love me, then be obedient to my commandments. He went further to say that the person who hears his commandments and obeys them is the person that truly loves him. So someone's obedience to the commandments of God is the only way to know whether that person loves God or not. Therefore, when it comes to God, obedience is the proof of love. Unfortunately, Many people today think that to love God means to attend church regularly and make big donations to the church or the pastor. Some others believe that to love God means to pray 5 times daily or to be a church worker. Unfortunately, these were not what Jesus himself used as standard for knowing who loves God. Jesus said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me." So why God expect us to pray always and attend church services and give cheerfully? Anyone that does all this but does not obey the commandments of God does not love God and will have wasted his or her time. Those are the types of people that Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 to 9, when he said, "These people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." So my dear listener, make no mistakes about this. God has given us a command that is greater than all commandments. And that command is that we love him with all our hearts, with all our soul, and with all our mind. And the only way to know that we love God is by keeping and obeying his commandments. It therefore follows that anyone who disobeys the commandments of God does not love God. You may attend church 7 times a week and give all the money in this world to your church or your pastor. If you're not obeying the commandments of God, then you don't love God. You may even be a worker in the church, a choir member, an elder, a reverend father, or a bishop. If you're not obeying the commandments of God, then you do not love God. And we know the commandments of God. It is written by God in our conscience. However, the summary of all that commandments is seen in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. 1 Peter 1, 16, where it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Be ye holy, for I am holy. This means no lying, no hatred, no pride, no gossip, no backbiting, no hypocrisy, no stealing, no armed robbery, no quarreling, no fighting, no smoking and drinking, no gambling, no smuggling. Be ye holy means no disobedience to parents, no embezzlement from your company or government. Be ye holy means no bribery, no kidnapping, no cultism, no native doctor. Be ye holy means no murder, no abortion, no fornication, no adultery, no masturbation, no pornography, no lesbianism or homosexuality. It is God's commandments that we should not live in any of this evil, but rather we should be holy. So anyone that disobeys God's commandments and lives in sin and is not holy unto the Lord and commits all this evil does not love God. So it is not saying I love God that shows you love God. The Bible says if you say you love God, then demonstrate it by being obedient to his commandments. It is important that you and I understands this very clearly so that we can begin to do the right things which show that we love God. And I want to alert you of the great danger which will befall all those who love God only with their lips but refuse to be obedient to him. Oh yes, they pretend and proclaim that they love God, but they are involved in all sorts of sin and wickedness against God. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, Matthew 7, 21 to 23, Jesus said, "Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity." Therefore, it is not everyone that claims he or she loves God will enter the kingdom of God, but only those that do the will of God. Only those that obey the commandments of God. Only those that are living a life of holiness. And it is important to let you know that there are benefits in loving God and obeying God. In the passage we read in John 14, verse 21, Jesus said that if any man loves me, then he and his Father will love the person and he will manifest himself to the person. And of course, when God loves someone, that person is blessed on earth and also spends eternity in the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, there are terrible consequences in not loving God and obeying his commandments. And the consequences are curses in this earth and eternity in hellfire. Jesus said this in the book of Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 to 43. Matthew 13, 41 to 43. And I read, "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them that do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Having heard all this, my question to you, my dear listener, do you truly love God? Are you living your life in obedience to the commandments of God? Or are you just claiming to love God while you are living in sin and disobeying the commandments of God? I am sure you know what the answer is. But whatever your answer is, I bring you good news today. And the good news is that you can begin to truly love God from this day. God is giving you an opportunity to amend your ways and stop using lip service to say that you love him. An opportunity to begin to truly love God with all your heart and with all your soul. An opportunity to repent of your sins and begin to live in obedience to the word of God. And to utilize this opportunity, you must stop disobeying God and repent from all the sins you have been committing. You must confess them to God and ask for forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only begotten Son of God who died for the sin of the whole world. He was buried, but he rose up again after 3 days. And he's alive today. He is seated on the right hand of God in heaven, far above all principalities and powers. And because of this, Jesus alone is able to obtain forgiveness from God for all those that come to God through him. And if you want to be saved from all your sin and make today the day of your salvation, then you can call upon the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says that anyone that calls upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. You can say this prayer right now with all your heart. Say, "Almighty God, I come to you today. I am a sinner and I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. I turn away from my sins today. I will never go back. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died and rose for my sin. Lord Jesus, I call upon you today. Wash away my sins and save my soul." If you have just prayed this prayer sincerely with all your heart, I want to assure you that God has forgiven you, but you must never go back to those sins anymore. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I present everyone who has called upon the name of Jesus to you. Please have mercy upon them and forgive them their sins. Lord Jesus, you promise that as many as receive you, you will give them the power to become the sons of God. Lord, I pray that you grant these ones divine peace and the assurance of salvation. From today, Lord, put your love in their hearts so that they will love you with all their hearts, with all their soul. Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I cancel every evil work of the devil in their lives. I set them free from every sin and every addiction in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father, for hearing our prayers. For in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I trust that God has touched your life. But in case you want to reach me for questions or counseling, please feel free to call. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you for listening.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For prayers and counseling, call Brother Chris on 0909-948-8333, 0909-948-8333, or email at hisvoiceandhisword@gmail.com. Until we come your way again, same time, same station, hold on to the truth and do not sell it. All I